I would like to suggest that the first slicha that we all say on Asara B'Tevis, Eskara Matzik, the first slicha begins Eskara Matzik Asher Karani, is discussing St. Peter, the first pope of Christianity. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, at the end of Hilchas Tainis, Siman Tav Kuf Pei, the Shulchan Aruch has a whole list of Tanesim that most people don't observe. It's from another Megillas Tainis, not the Megillas Tainis that's mentioned in the Gemara. It's a Megillas Tainis that the Baal Halachas Gedolus introduced. And the Beis Yosef himself says, Beis Yosef says, Lo matzach, lo ra'isi mi'olam, v'lo shamayti mishanoig l'sanis b'hem. He says he doesn't know anybody that observes these Tanaisim. And it's also hard to understand how anybody could have instituted these Tanaisim. Some of them fall out on Rosh Chodesh. But nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Tav Kuf Pei. And he says, V'afo pishe miktsasam Rosh Chodesh, yesh misha and mishi yisanu bay. It's a whole list, it's about 20 Tanaisim. And the two that are interesting to us are Bishmoina B'Teves, on the ninth day of Teves, Nichtava Torah Yevonis, that's when Septuagint was translated, when the Torah was written over to Greek. B'Yimei Talmei HaMelech, V'Yechoshech Bo'olam Shloisha Yomim, so that was on the eighth of Teves. U'B'Tisha Boi, on the ninth day of Teves, Lo'y Noida Ezi Hatzara She'ira Boi. It's not known, we don't know. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo'y Noida Ezi Hatzara She'ira Boi, and that's pretty much word for word of the Baal Halachas Gedolus when he brings down this Megillas Tainis, this list of Tanesim, it's Loi Noida Eziah Torah She'irboi. So obviously, when it says Loi Noida Chazal, for some reason we're not telling us. So there's many, many different reasons that are suggested for this Tainis on Tes B'Tevis. I want to just discuss two of them. The Magen Avraham and the Taz say, it's simple. The Magen Avraham says, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Sivkat Vav, he says, Lo Noida, U'Beslicha Shalanu, when he's talking about the Slicha of Eskara Matzik, the first Slicha that everybody reads, U'Beslicha Shalanu Isa Shemes Ezra Seifa, that Ezra Seifa died in this on Ches B'Tevis. The Taz also brings down the Slicha, but the Taz asks him for a kasha. The Taz of the Yosef Cotton Aleph, Tema Gedoyla, Ha'isa B'Slicha Shal Yud B'Teves. It says in the Slichas of Asar B'Teves, the B'Tez Boy, Meis Ezra Seifa, V'Tzorachi and Rav. It's very, very hard to understand. How could it be that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that nobody knows? Everybody knows. It's in the Slichas. The Slichas says that Meis Ezra Seifa. Now, this Slicha of Esker and Motzik is a very, very accepted Slicha. Everybody says it. Nowadays it's been found, Professor Shlomit Alitzo found it in the Cairo Geniza, and we know who the author is. We know that it was written by Rabbi Yosef ben Yitzchak Evan Avita. He was a Talmud of one of the Arba Shvuyim. He was a Talmud of Moshe Bar Chanoich. It was written, this Slicha was written in the 10th century, and although he originally wrote it in Sfarad, and many of the Piyutim went from Spain, went to Europe, but he himself later on moved to Yerushalayim. He moved to Mitzrayim. He moved to Egypt, and presumably he brought it along with him. And that's how it was found in the Cairo Geniza. They found a copy of this slicha. This slicha of Esker and Batzik. It starts off Esker Matzik Asher Karani. Let's talk about the terrible things that happened to me. Bishleisha Makas B'Chodesh Zayikani. Three things happened to us, Klal Yisrael, in this month, in the month of Teves. And then it has a few passages on the first on the Ches B'Teves, Yevonis, the fact that the Torah was translated over to Greek, Then it has the second, then it talks about Misa Zezra Seifa. And then, of course, it talks about Asara Batavis, which is about the Chorban, that's when they laid siege on Yerushalayim. And so the Taz says, how could it be that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that we don't know what it is? Everybody knows this slicha. This slicha was accepted in all communities. Everybody says Esker Matzik. We know that it's because of Misa Seza Seifa. However, that can't be the only reason. First of all, because what the Taz says, the Taz Kasha itself, the Shulchan Aruch and the Baal Halachas Gedolos all brought down that Loi Noida Eze Yatzar Shir Boy, that there was some sort of a secret reason. If there's a secret reason, as I say, there's no reason for it to be a secret, and it was known. Also, as the Hagoyes Baruch Frankel Tumim points out in the back of Shulchan Aruch, and the Chidah point out that in the original Baal Halachas Gedolos that brings down this tainus in the first place, it says both. It says Betisha Boy Lekasur Abiseinu Amahu. There's some sort of a secret reason Lekasur Abiseinu Amahu. Ooh Boy Bayoyim Eisas Asayfa VeNechemu Ben Chelkia. So it says both. It has both the secret reason and Misa Says Asayfa. So that can't be the reason. So what is the reason? So by now it's been commonly accepted that Reb Baruch Frankel Tumim himself suggests is Taka de Pshat. In the back of Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Matzasi b'ksav yad." I found in some sort of a manuscript, "Shebetes teves nifter Shimon Hakalpois." Shimon Hakalpois died. Shoyshias Yisrael b'tzara gedolah. He helped out Klal Yisrael in terrible when they had terrible, terrible problems. Bizman haparitzim. Nikva yoyim misasa letainis olam b'Yerushalayim. So what's he talking about? There's a group of svarim that were known as Toldos Yeshu, which were written by the Frum Yidden. It was written by our tradition about the early Christians and their development and how they started. Obviously, it wasn't easy to print, and in many generations it was never printed. Some of them were only printed by non-Jews. And this Toldos Yeshu has a whole different version of a lot of the events in the beginning of the development of Christianity. It's known that Rashi had this had a version of Toldos Yeshu. Rashi in Maseres Hashatz, the censor took it out, but in Chaseres Hashas on Avodah Zarah, I believe Daf Yud Amud Beis. So over there, Rashi calls it Talias Yeshu, but it's the same tradition. What happened? The Christians were very successful, and they were gaining a tremendous amount of a following. And Klal Yisrael had two problems. First of all, they were antagonistic to the Yidden. But the biggest problem was that they were outwardly, they acted like regular religious Jews. And they looked like Yidden. It was hard to differentiate who's a Jew and who's not a Jew. And this made many, many problems. First of all, people would easily go join them because they didn't realize that they were a whole different religion. And moreover, people do shidduchim with them. It was very hard to manage this with having this whole separate religion that looked exactly like it. So, Toldos Yeshu recounts that the Rabbanim, the Zakenim, got together to discuss this. These are Tanoim. This is in the times of the end of the Bayis Sheni. And one of the Tanoim gets up. His name was Shimon Hakalpois. He gets up and he says, I have a suggestion. My suggestion is that one of us, one of us Tanoim have to go and join them. Although it's going to give them a tremendous amount of chizuk, it's going to be very, very encouraged from having a Tana join them. But we have to do it. One of us should go join them. And if a Tana joins them, he'll be able to rise up the ranks. He'll be able to have a say in what they do. And eventually, he'll be able to move them away from regular rabbinic Judaism, and he'll be able to change them, make them into a more secular Gentile religion. And this way, we won't have the problem that people won't be able to differentiate in between the Christians and the Jews. So at this meeting, all the Tanoim said, "Great idea. We think Shimon HaKalpas. We think you should do it." So he said, "If everybody here accepts and takes it on their responsibility that I'm going to still have a share in the world to come, I'm ready." And they all accepted, and he joined them. And obviously, as soon as he joined them, they were obviously very excited to have him part of their group. And he rose the ranks quickly. He joined them in Yerushalayim, and he became their bishop right away. And then he went to Rome, and he became the Pope in Rome. He told them he's going to join them, but he needs them to build him a nice, quiet, thin tower where he's going to stay there. He wants to be there. He wants to be misboided. He wants to just be busy with the books. And they should just give him bread and water under the door, and he's going to join them and speak to them once a year. They were happy to give him whatever he wanted, and he joined them. And he was successful in nudging them away from Torah and Yiddishkeit, and they eventually became secular. They became the Christianity that we know, much closer to what we know, and it was successful. And he was sitting and learning in that tower for 6 years. He wrote Piyutim. It could be that he wrote Nishmas. Some people say that he wrote Nishmas, but he was really secretly. He was really one of ours. He was really, really always from. And the tower had some sort of a stone, which is in Greek is a keep as a Petrus, and he is known as Simon Peter or Saint Peter. Some of the Toldos Yeshus say that he died. Vayoma Shimon veYisaplu bnei Yisrael as Shimon. Shimon died, and Klal Yisrael secretly mourned his death. Vekavu yom yisasei lehisanus b'chol shana v'shana v'hu tes yamin b'yerach Teves. That's the ninth day of Teves. So that. That's what Baruch Tumim Frankel wants to suggest is the Leinoida Eziyatzar Shirbay. It's a very Geshmak Pshat. It's very clear why Klal Yisrael did not want anyone to know it was a secret that he was one of ours, that we had any affinity to this person that turned over to the Christians. But there was secretly there was this Tainus that we were observing on the day he died. But it occurred to me that the Taz's kasha is still shver. The Taz says, how could it be like noida eziyatzar shir boy? How could it be that we don't know the esker amotzik, the slicha that we say on Nasar Batavis says clearly that it's because of Misa Sezra. So now the Rebbe Tumim Frankel tells us that the reason why Lenoida Tzori Sheirba is now it's Misa Sezra. So it's not difficult why the Shulchan Aruch didn't say Misa Sezra, but now it's Shver and Esker Motzik. This slicha that everybody says that's accepted for a thousand years in Klal Yisrael, How could it be saying that the problem is because of Mises Ezra when it's not true? The real reason is because of Shimon Peter. It's really because of Shimon HaKalpis. It's really this Loi Noida Ezi Atzara Shirup. So if you look at this Licha, first it talks about the three Shalosh Makos B'Chodesh Zayikani, and at the end it says, on the 11th line, it says, Patzti al Arbaton. I'm broken al Arbaton on these four things. Lu chetz b'libi yarisi. What's these four things? So the Mefarshim want to say that these four things are, that in the middle it mentions that Chodesh Teves was the month that after the Chorban, the news of the Chorban came to Bavel. It came in Chodesh Teves, and they were very sad. To the extent that one of the Tanaim, it's a Machlekes Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and one of the Tanaim say that we don't fast on Asara B'Teves, we fast on Chamisha B'Teves, on the fifth day of Teves, which is the day when diaspora Jewry heard about the Chorban. So, and it is mentioned in the Slicha when it's talking about the Chorban, it says Minyan Seid Chadashim Boyheir. So Patzti al Arbaton is those four. In other words, the three that are mentioned in the beginning, Yuvanis, the fact that it was on the eighth day of Teves, the Torah was translated over to Greek. And on the ninth day, the fact that Ezra died. The tenth day is Asara B'Teves. And then at the end, all the way at the end, Patzti al Arbaton is referring to the Chamisha B'Teves, which something also happened in this month. That's how the Mefarshim want to say. But now that we know that there's a fourth reason, that really on Tes Teves what happened was that Shimon HaKalpis died, and that's the fourth thing. So now we could say that that's what Patzti al Arbaton. Those are the four incidents that happened in this month. Al Arbaton, these four incidents, which is Yevonis and Mises Ezra, but also Mises Shimon HaKalpis and the Chorban on the 10th of Teves. But it gets much better. Because the truth is that our girsa of this slicha is not the original girsa. It's already been pointed out by the Arugas HaBoisim. Arugas HaBoisim is a sefer on a lot of the piyutim. And he said and he already points out that the real girsa, Eskra Motza Kasher Karoni, is Ba'arba Makis B'Chodesh HaZeikani. Four Makis. And if it's Arba Makis already, you can't say that it's talking about a Shemua. It's talking about some kind of the news, because that's not Arba Makis. Eskra Motzik Asher Karoni Ba'arba Makis B'Chodesh HaZeikani. And now we can understand, now that there's a secretive reason here, now we can understand how it got turned to Shalosh Makos. Because it used to say Ba'arba Makos B'Chodesh HaZeikani. And people looked and they saw that they didn't see any clear four things. So they figured that it's a mistake and they wrote B'Shalosh Makos. But the truth is that it's Ba'arba Makos B'Chodesh HaZeikani, because there's a secret reason besides the three that are clearly stated here. There's a secret reason. There's the fourth reason of Mises Shimon HaKalpis. In the version of the Cairo Geniza's version, there's another couple of changes that are very clear that could be talking clearly about Mises Shimon HaKalpis and about this whole tragedy of that Shimon HaKalpis had to go over and join the enemy, joined the early Christians. Because in our version, In our version, it says, patzdi al arbaton, I'm broken on these four things. And then after that, it says, tzoris al eile keveli karisi, talking about a grave, that I dug myself a grave, and that comes after these things. After the patzdi al arbaton, luchefetz. And also it says, al eila panai avakarisi, which seems to be saying, al eila on all these things, and they're talking about the tzaris that I'm throwing dirt on my face. However, in the version of the Cairo Geniza, it says like this, al panai avakarisi, before it says patzdi al arbaton, before it's talking about all four, before it has a recap on all the tzaris, it says, al panai avakarisi, on my face I threw dirt. That sounds very, very much like we're talking about somebody going over to the other side. Alpanei avik zarisi, v'al eile, kever tzar li karisi. I dug myself a very thin grave. What's it referring to? Shimon HaKalpis, when he told him to build him this tall, thin tower, and that's where he stayed, and he was asked that he should be buried in that thin tower. So, kever tsar li karisi, I dug myself my own thin grave. He wanted to be buried in this tower. So, now there's a clear reference to Shimon HaKalpois in this slicha. And then afterwards, it recaps patzdi al arbaton on all four of these tsaris, the three that are very clearly enumerated, and the fourth one, which is just alluded to, al panay avik zarisi, ve'al eile kevetzal li karisi, and then it says, patzdi al arbaton, loicheitz belibi yarisi.